Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 11th of August. The US administration has said that it would clarify, quote, misinformation about trade taxes on gold imports. The misinformation in question was an official ruling from the customs authorities that imposed taxes on US gold buyers, rather undermining the ability of physical gold to hedge against the expected inflation arising from US President Trump's trade taxes. That ruling applied to gold imported since the 9th of April, including potentially some of the gold that has been covering the walls of the Oval Office of the White House. The clarification promise is presumed by investors to imply a retreat from that position. It will be important that this clarification declares the ruling was an error and taxes never applied. Were it not for the absurdity of the suggestion, one might almost suppose that these wild swings of policy arose because no one had properly thought through the consequences of trade taxes. Early August trade data from South Korea showed little change in the recent pattern that has been emerging. Exports were down to the United States and China on a working day adjusted basis. Exports elsewhere rose on the same metric. The exports to China might be considered a proxy for exports to the United States, given China's role at the end of supply chains. It is probably too soon to assess the new trade taxes imposed on imports from Korea into the United States, but general uncertainty will have naturally encouraged some front-loading of goods to be imported. Semiconductor trade, as yet unburdened by trade taxes, continues to flourish. Ahead, there's the release of final July consumer price inflation data from Italy, which is of no interest to financial markets, as these numbers almost never change. There's also the Italian trade balance for June. This is a number so obscure that there is not a consensus forecast for it, but it is a number that needs to start being looked at. Details of patterns of trade are becoming more significant, and monitoring how the world is trading outside of the United States is an increasingly important focus. Investors will be looking for an extension of the temporary trade truce between the United States and China, which expires tomorrow, and bracing for the release of US consumer price inflation data, also released tomorrow. July inflation figures will start to capture more of the trade tax effects, though it will still be a couple of months before the April taxes hit consumers with full force. But this is something which will be more evident in the details of the data than in the headlines. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.